via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As he accepted his party's nomination to run against U.S. President Donald Trump in November, Democrat Joe Biden vowed to heal a country battered by a deadly pandemic and an economic catastrophe by uniting all Americans, while saying that President Donald Trump would go on stoking hatred and fear if elected to another four-year term. The speech, the capstone of nearly five-decade political career, was delivered inside an empty arena in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, at the conclusion of the four-day Democratic National Convention, which was held virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic. President Donald Trump's Republican Party will hold its convention next week, where members will make the case for why Mr. Trump deserves another 4 years in office before officially nominating him. More than 792,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. More than 174,000 of those deaths are in the United States. Brazil has the second highest number at more than 112,000. Mexico third at more than 59,000. The number of worldwide infections is approximately 22.6 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up well over half of that. South Korean health authorities warned on Friday that a cluster of coronavirus infections in the capital, Seoul, was threatening to spread after thousands of people attended a rally by conservative political groups last week. While many of the current spike in cases have been among members of church, some of whom attended the rally, officials say more people need to come forward and be tested to head off the uncontrollable outbreak. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported 324 new cases as of midnight Thursday, bringing the country's total to 16,670, with 309 deaths. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The coronavirus